Shin Nun Ches Ches. So we have this kafir that's more than Besasayim. It's not Hukuf Ladira, and you cannot carry in it more than Dal Amos. And we're looking for Eitzes, for solutions to be able to work it out that we should be able to carry in this kafir. So the Mechaber discusses someone builds new machitzas for this kafir, L'shem Dira. The houses are here, and now he builds new machitzas L'shem Dira, and he puts them on top of the old machitzas. So you have the Yoynes, the top machitzas, which are made L'shem Dira, and the Tachtoynes, the original Banu machitzas, are made not for Dira. So the Mechaber says, that doesn't help, because the Banu machitzas were here first, that's the real hekif for this area, and that's what's hukuf by. The fact to put new machitzas on top of them, and on top of them, L'shem Dira, is not going to help. However, says the Mechaber, let's say the original machitzas sink into the ground, which the Brewer says, is not so far-fetched. You have places where the dirt is soft. It's hard for us to imagine in today's world, the 21st century, but back then, it was something that could happen. The walls would actually sink into the ground, at least up to the point that the original walls are no longer 10 tefachim tall. That's how Mishnah Berurah explains it. So now, if it's not 10 tefachim tall, the original machitzas, so now, what's being makif for the area is new machitzas, the oyayin is the top ones, and those were yemei l'shem dira. So now it's good, now you can carry. Because these time machitzas are made for Shem Dira, they couldn't work until now because they were unnecessary, so we didn't work with them. But now they became necessary because the original machitzas don't have 10 tefachim in height. So now they become a factor, and they were made the Shem Dira when they were put up. Therefore, they are the hekka for the area, and now you can carry in the area. It's considered hukuf l'dira. Mechaber discusses, you have a tail, let's say you have a big cliff that's or a plateau that's more in Zasayim. So if it's less than Zasayim, you'll be able to carry because as machitzas, since it's a plateau, has walls for 10 tefachim tall on all sides, we say good ask machitzah, and it's considered it's hukuf machitzas. If it's more than the base of science, has a problem that it's hukuf not ladira, and when it's hukuf not ladira, so you can't carry because more besayim, it's hukuf shleishim dira, not hukuf ladira, it's a kafif problem. So here the Mechaber says if you put up new machitzas around the tail, right away it works because that's the machitzas you're using. In the original case, you're using the tachtonis. The yoynis are only there for if the tachtonis sink into the ground. But in this case, you have the new machitz that you made, those are the machitz using. And if it wouldn't be for those machitz, we would say good ask machitz, though we'd be able to say good ask. But now that you have these machitzas, so these machitzas are the main machitza, and the original good ask is unnecessary anymore. You're living in the avir of new machitz you made, which you made the shem dira, and therefore it's considered hukuf ladira. Sif test, the Mechaber discussed a kaf that's more in Beis HaSayim, that was hukuf ladira. So you could carry in it. And now some planted trees. You plant the lawns, you plant the trees. Even if they're planted in a disorganized fashion, they're not mevatel deer. They don't stare, they don't disturb the deer they already have, and you can continue to carry over there. And Mishnah Berurah explains because it's normal to plant trees in the chotzer, in the place that's used for deer, to the stay b'tzilum, to enjoy the shade, to take walks, we would say even to hike in an area where there's a lot of trees. That's a pleasant place. People live amongst the trees, and therefore trees are not stare, they don't disturb the deer that you have from the fact that this area, this fencing was put up with shame deer. However, if you plant the zrum, let's say you planted wheat, you planted grain, something like that, planted plants, so zrum are yemavat adira, because people don't live amongst wheat fields. It blibes again like a garden, rather than blibes like a chatzar. And again in a garden, it's not a place people live. And therefore, once rave of the hekif of the fencing area is planted zrum, so the area of the zrum is no good, you can't carry there, because that's not a deer digger place. And you go bus a rave, it's as if the whole area was planted with zrum, and you cannot carry it all in the area of machitzas. So if it's Rav Yilonis, it's fine. But Rav Zerom, that's not good, you cannot carry. Even if the Zerom itself is not the same. Let's say the whole heck of it is 2.5 saw. You plant 1.5 saw of Zerom. There's 1.5 of Zerom, 1 saw still of regular living area. You go Basar Rav, and the whole thing is considered for Zerom, and you no longer could carry there. However, if you planted a miut, a minority of the fenced-in area of Zerom, so then the Zerom did not take over. As long as the Zerom are a size of 2 saw and less, it's fine. However, the area of the Zerom itself is more than 2 saw. That spot itself becomes a bad spot because since it's more than the base of Siam, it itself does not get ahead to the carry in it because the area more than the base of Siam, that's not for Dira. And the original Hekif is not helped for that area. You know, it's a meter of the whole Hekif. Let's say the whole Hekif is 6 saw. And you have an area of 2.5 saw that's Zerom and 3.5 that's Dira. That area of 2.5 saw that's Zerom is no good. You can't carry there. And once you can carry there, you can't carry in the 3.5. No, the 3.5 is the Roiv and 2.5 is the Miyat. But since the 3.5 is parts of the Malkum Asala, it's open to a place where it's also the carry. It's open to the Zerom. The Zechshash might carry into the area of the Zerom, and therefore Chazal Asrad the whole area. So it's either Roiv Zerom, or even if it's a Miyat Zerom, it's more than based on Sayim Zerom, that's already a problem. And you cannot carry within the whole heck of its area. So you need to watch out. You have a large area of like a sometimes someone makes an area of a large area, a citywide area, or something like that. And you can have one kafir that's more based on Siam of Zerom somewhere in the Hekif, whether it's a wheat field or even if it's area there's shrubbery that you can't walk through, it's not a place someone can take a walk or take a hike, it can ask the whole area. If the Biralacha brings out a kula from the Rav Shmuel, that if you have a fenced in area that has a small part percentage of Ezraim, even if it's more in Beis HaSayim, but if it's only a small percentage of the overall Chaimus Ir, the whole fenced in city, then it will not ask her up the whole city. The Ma'aseh that accepted the P'sak is B'semach, there's only B'shasat Chak.